Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for tonight's program. And just for those of you who are listening for the very first time, maybe you're listening right now live, or you're listening weeks or months down the road, you can find out about our now 10-year-plus history, including our 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2011. Go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and you'll see an article that covers a lot of the info that we've been involved with over the years. It's been an incredible 10 years working with veterans and active duty military and military families and so many wonderful people leading great organizations. And like I said, my last trip was late 2011, and since then we've been back doing audio programs and some video programs on the road. But late 2014, we started doing programs for an alliance of military support groups. When we first started with them, they had 19 members. Now they're over 70 strong and growing fast, and it's called the R4 Alliance. www.r4alliance.org. Check them out. I mean, recreational therapy really does work. We're hearing it over and over again, week after week, and on the videos we're doing at some of their events and retreats. And so we're excited to be committed to working with the R4 Alliance. And these organizations are mostly veterans helping veterans, but also military families, caregivers. And tonight, we're going to talk to a gentleman who's been on the program in the past. I believe it was earlier last year, John Tove. He's a veteran of the United States Army, 21 years. And what I'm going to do is we're going to get this right started here. And John, I want to welcome you to the program. Thank you again for your service. And if you don't mind, start out, tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe start with your military career.
Sure, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on the show tonight. It's great to be here. I started out in the Army in 1990. I graduated from Indiana University of Pennsylvania and got a commission as an officer and headed off to the 82nd Airborne Division. Spent 4 great years at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, jumping out of airplanes and seeing the world before the Army decided to ship me off to Korea. And I spent the next 14 months on the DMZ with the United Nations Command Battalion up at Camp Boniface, just on the border of the DMZ. And that was awesome. And then I got lucky again, and the Army shipped me to the 101st Airborne Division, where I served with the 327th Infantry Regiment. I commanded the Air Assault School, which was just a great group of non-commissioned officers teaching soldiers how to work in and around helicopters. And then it kind of depends on how you look at it, whether I got lucky or not, but I was sent to the Pentagon on the Joint Staff Intern Program and spent 2 years, 1 year on the Joint Staff and then 1 year on the Army Staff, which was awesome. It was really a great experience to see, you know, our military work at the highest levels. Awesome education for me as an officer. And went there, then went off to Leavenworth, not to the prison, but to the school, although sometimes they seemed a little bit the same, and studied there for 2 years before I joined back up with the 101st, spent 4 more years with the 101st. I did a tour over in Iraq with first the 187th Infantry Regiment, awesome unit. And then came back and was lucky enough to be selected to be the professor of military science at the University of Colorado's Army ROTC program. And that's what brought me to Colorado. And so we're here. We decided when I retired to plant the flag, and we love it here, and we're sticking around.
Yeah, my daughter and her husband, both veterans, he was an Iraq veteran, they did the same thing. They stayed in Colorado, so that's how I ended up here too.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Once you come, it's hard to leave.
It's a beautiful state. There's no doubt about it. You know, we actually had a lot of snow this year, though, where we're at. I was surprised. We had over 20 inches. It was close to 2 feet. So, but you see a lot more, I'm sure, where you're at, right?
Oh, yeah. You get it all here. Sunshine, snow. If you wait 5 minutes, the weather will change, as they say.
Exactly. Just kind of comes across the mountain. So talk about what brought you to NoBarriersUSA.org.
So I retired from the Army in 2011 and was lucky enough to connect with a nonprofit in Denver called Veterans Green Jobs that was trying to connect veterans with job in the wind and solar industry. And I really felt like I was making a difference with the veterans that we got jobs with. And we had some success there, but ultimately that nonprofit went out of business, and I wanted to find another place where I could serve veterans. And as I went through the process of looking at things, you know, I found a nonprofit that was having an impact on veterans' lives that made things better for them, and also, you know, kept me connected to the outdoors. And No Barriers and the Warriors program, you know, really does that. It transforms veterans' lives by showing them that they have the power and the strength within them to overcome the barriers in front of them. So it gave me an opportunity to continue to serve, which is really what I want to do, and I stay connected to the outdoors. Although I don't get, as the director, I don't get out on the expeditions the way I'd like to, but it's awesome to see the veterans come back from a trip and truly be transformed and changed.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about No Barriers Warriors. How is it changing their lives? How is it helping them?
Well, you know, we've got a three-phase program, and it really started years ago. In 2001, a guy named Eric Weimeyer climbed Mount Everest, and he was the first and only blind person to climb Mount Everest. And ten years later, he and the group that went up Everest with him wanted to commemorate that climb, and so they took a group of 15 veterans to a peak called Lobachev in Nepal. And these veterans were disabled. They went up, and it was truly a life-changing experience for them. So Eric and his team, they did it again the next year and the year after that, and they really found that they had something transformative and something that was truly meaningful and impactful. But as a group of mountaineers, they didn't have the ability to take it to scale. So they started a nonprofit called No Barriers, and ultimately it became the program No Barriers Warriors. And it's really based, the program that we have and the curriculum that we teach is really based on the No Barriers life elements. They're tenets that Eric came up with through his life. You know, he was a teenager when he lost his sight, and he had to learn to live with that challenge, and he did. And so we try to teach the veterans, you know, that what's inside them is stronger than what's in front of them. And we do it through the No Barriers Life curriculum. So we have a four-phase program. Phase one is our preparation phase, where we introduce the veterans to the No Barriers Life and those elements. We kind of set their expectations for the experience that they're going to be on, and then we also enroll them in the program. And then phase two is that transformative experience that's, you know, it's a curriculum-based experiential learning opportunity in a challenging environment. And when, you know, we couldn't think of a more challenging environment or a better place to have that experiential opportunity than the Rocky Mountains. So we do run a bunch of our programs up here. But during this second phase, the during phase, we have the veterans focus on their past. They reflect on their past. We have them try to recognize where they are in the present, and then we have them try to look to the future. And we do that, and as we do that, one of the things that we have them try to do is to make a pledge so that when they leave the program, they're going to do something meaningful with their lives and really, really take a step forward. And then once they leave, we try to stay connected to them in our after program, the meaningful engagement, and try to stay connected with them and get them to engage in their communities and to carry out that pledge and to execute and achieve that pledge that they made while they were on our expedition. It's been a great experience for me as we've grown the program. We had about 75 participants come through our program last year in terms of our expedition. This year we'll have about 135 participants come through our program. So we're growing, And, you know, just to see the impact that the veterans have had, it's just been very rewarding for me as a former soldier to be able to continue to have that impact on the veterans that are coming through our program.
Absolutely. So talk about what's coming up with No Barriers Warriors in 2016.
Well, we've got about 15 expeditions that we're running, and we really have three different expeditions that we run. Our biggest one of the year is our Warriors to Summits expedition series. It's sponsored by Wells Fargo. And it's just a phenomenal opportunity for a veteran. We'll do one expedition in June up in the Wind River Range of Wyoming. It'll be a 7-day expedition up there. We took a group of veterans to the Wind River Range last year, and it was a phenomenal experience for them. In July, we'll have expedition number 2 of the Warriors to Summit series. It will be in the Presidential Range of New Hampshire. We haven't done an expedition in the Presidential Range. We've got a lot of experience, folks with experience up there. We're really excited to be partnering with the Appalachian Mountain Club to put on that expedition. And so each of those two expeditions will have 13 veterans on those expeditions. And from that group of 26, plus our alumni from 2014 and 2015, our Warriors to Summits alumni from those 2 years, we'll pull together another team of 13 who will return to Colorado in August for some training. We'll take them out and teach them some glacier skills training. We'll try to get them used to the altitude out here. And then ultimately, we're going to bring them back for the third expedition in the series, which will target 5 14ers in the San Juan Range of Colorado, which will truly be an epic experience for the veterans that go down into the San Juans. We're pretty excited about that. So that's our Warriors to Summits program. Veterans can go to our warriorstosummits.org website, learn more about the expedition, and apply right online there. But we have other expeditions that aren't quite as complex, but they're as meaningful and as impactful as our Warriors to Summits program. So we'll do 7-day expeditions in the Colorado Collegiate Range. So a veteran would come in, they would fly in to Denver. We go out to dinner, we get the team together, they get to know each other, we teach them a little bit about, you know, how to pack and get ready for the field, and then we head into the Collegiate Range. The first day that they're out there, they'll hike to what we call low camp, which is still below the tree line. The next day we'll hike to the tree line, and that'll be our mid camp, and the third day we'll hike to high camp up above the tree line, which is up above 11,500 feet. And then the day after that, they'll trek, and we'll target some of the 14er summits that are out there, try to achieve a 14er. We'll see. Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. One of the things that you learn is that, you know, a lot of times it's about the journey. It's not always about the summit, because there's all kinds of things, you know, weather, things like that, that can get in your way.
Sure.
But they do that. They do their summit attempt, and then the next day they come out. We have a final wrap-up dinner with the participants, and then they head home. So that's our 7-day experience there in the Collegiate Range. And then we also have 4 days experiences that are focused on 4-day weekends. So it's, you know, if you're a veteran that has a job, you don't have to take a whole week off to get the No Barriers Life experience. You can actually do it over a 4-day weekend. We've got one over Memorial Day weekend. We've got one over the first weekend in June. And then we've got one over the 4th of July weekend. And we bring the veterans in. Same thing, we have dinner, we spend the night at a hotel, they get to know each other, and then we head right out to St. Mary's Glacier. We teach them some glacier skills training, how to work together as the member of a rope team. We do that all day on day 2 that they're here. Day 3, they do the same thing. There's some peaks around St. Mary's Glacier, and we go out, we target those peaks, and we try to hit the top of one. If we don't, that's okay. It's all about, you know, learning the No Barriers Life and the experience that we do. And then they head on home. So those are kind of the 4 that we have. We've also got a couple other expeditions that I'm not going to announce, but they are truly epic expeditions. They'll go live for us in April. So we'll announce more expeditions in April that we're going to take the participants on. It's really a great opportunity. You know, some of the things that make us unique You know, we do have a curriculum that's written down that our expedition leaders take the participants through. We serve veterans with disabilities, so a veteran has to have a VA disability rating in order to qualify to go on one of our programs. That's one of the things. There's a lot of programs out there that won't take you if you're a disabled veteran. We do. There's absolutely no cost to the veterans. You know, from the time they leave their house until, you know, they go through our experience and come back, we take care of airfare, lodging,
wow,
meals, equipment, whatever they need, we're going to provide it for them. And we serve veterans from all eras and all branches, combat and non-combat. You can be a combat wounded veteran. You can be a veteran that was injured in training. As long as you have that VA disability rating, you qualify to be on one of our programs. And then we also have some expeditions that are gender specific. So we have two female-only expeditions, and we have one male-only expedition if you prefer to go out with a group of soldiers that are just like you.
Right.
About 30% of our participants or our applicants are female, so we do have great female veterans that come through our program. And a lot of Army, always looking to get the other branches. I don't know if it's because I'm an Army guy and we've got another person on the staff that's an Army guy. We seem to get a lot of Army. We'd love to have more Marines, you know, more Navy. Maybe they shy away from the mountains. I'm not sure, but we'd love to get more veterans from the other branches to come out because it's a great program. It works for everyone, and, you know, it's just awesome for us.
Right. Well, we'll have to do everything we can to get what you're saying here out to as many people as possible over the weeks and months ahead. So, you know, say I'm a veteran listening right now. How do they apply for one of your expeditions? And what's the process? And how can others get involved?
You know, it's really easy. You go to our No Barriers Warriors website, and at the top of that website, there's a link that says apply here. So you can actually click on the 2016 application. It takes you right to the application. If you need help with the application, you can call us at our offices in Fort Collins, and the number's on the website as well. We've got links on our programs that talk about all our expeditions. It describes the phases that I described earlier, and you can nominate a veteran. So if you know somebody that you think would benefit from one of our programs, you can click on the nominate a veteran link and nominate a veteran to come. It's pretty simple. The application takes about 30 minutes to fill out. But we've got some great people working at the office. Ashley, our Veteran Services Coordinator, she's there to help you through every step of the way, answer any of your questions. Any of us will answer your questions. Ashley's just the best at doing it for us. And it's a great way to get started. Just go on that website, www.nobarrierswarriors.org, and look at the Apply Today. Click there, and it'll get you going.
I appreciate you sharing that. Now, I know we're going to set up another program here shortly with Sarah, I believe it is, about your No Barrier Summit. I know you had a big event last year. I unfortunately wasn't able to get there, but tell us a little bit about that, the No Barrier Summit.
Well, I'll tell you what, the summit is an incredible experience that you kind of have to see to believe, but it's experiential. So you go and there are different clinics with, you know, we've got climbing walls, we've got kayaking. There's just so many different things to do throughout the weekend, but it's experiential. It's a lot of innovation. It's inspirational. You come and you'll hear Eric tell his story. We've got a great lineup of speakers. And the great thing is with the focus that we have on veterans, veterans can apply for scholarships to go to the summit. So if they're financially strapped, they need some help, getting to the summit. It'll be in Copper Mountain, Colorado this year, so it's close to home for us. We're pretty excited about that. June 23rd to the 26th, you'll be able to apply for scholarships. So if you go to the No Barriers USA website and click on programs and then the summit, you'll be able to register for scholarships to potentially, help you get to the summit. And, it's a great group of veterans there last year. We'll have another great group. We're still working on our speakers lineup. Amy Van Dyken spoke last year. A Medal of Honor recipient Ty Carter spoke at our summit last year. So we've really got a great lineup for the summit. And Sarah, like you said, Sarah's going to talk on the show, I think, here in the next couple weeks. And she'll talk more about what the summit is. But just want to know that if you're a veteran there, it's definitely a place where you can come. Again, veterans with disabilities, anybody can come to the summit. You don't have to be a veteran with a disability to come to the summit. For the scholarships, you have to be. But, you know, the summit's a great weekend. It's truly inspirational. It will get you fired up and have you walking on cloud nine, head back to wherever you're going to.
Yeah, I heard a lot of great things about last year. You had, what, hundreds, or did you have over 1,000? I know you had a lot of people.
I think we were around 800 or 900 last year.
Eight,
so
okay.
We had a great turnout up in Park City,
wow.
Utah last year. So.
Okay, now do you have other programs too, or have you pretty much covered them all, right?
Well, No Barriers does as well. So we also have a No Barriers Youth Program. And it's a educational program that challenges young people to contribute their best to the world. So, again, you could go to our website and learn more about the No Barriers Youth expeditions that are out there. We're very connected with the schools. They've got a great curriculum, and it's a great opportunity for some younger folks to go out and experience the No Barriers in life in a way that is truly going to change your life and head you in a certain direction after your program. So it's another great opportunity. And so really No Barriers has the three programs: the Warriors program for our veterans with disabilities, the Summit, which is, you know, for really anyone that wants to come and be involved, and then, of course, the youth program.
And the Summit, you know, I called you about my daughter and her husband and my grandkids. You're bringing your children, right, so people can bring their children.
Oh, yeah, it's a great family environment. We love to have children there. Last year was my first year, so I left my kids at home with my wife, and she thought I was going to Park City to relax and just enjoy the resort. Well, I ended up working most of the time I was there, but this year I'm going to work a little less. I'm going to bring my family and really focus on having them experience the No Barriers life and see the challenges that are in front of them and then tackle them, because that's what the weekend's all about. It's recognizing a challenge, it's facing up to them, it's experiencing things that you've never done before. It really does change your perspective in an easy four-day weekend. So we're excited about the summit this year.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to it too, because I'm putting a team together, video, so we can get some video I done for you all.
Awesome. We're looking forward to having you there, Bob. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I keep talking to you on these radio shows, but I haven't met you yet. So it'll be good to get connected.
Absolutely. So now, you know, I mentioned in the beginning of the program, we've been interviewing so many members of R4 Alliance. No Barriers USA is a member of the R4 Alliance organization. How is being a member helping your mission?
You know the challenge with a lot of the organizations in the R4 Alliance, and we're no different, is getting the word out to get the veterans into the program. So we're recruiting right now, and the R4 Alliance, you know, it helps us get the word out about what we're doing to the veterans that are out there, because if they don't know about us, we can't help them, and we can't provide the opportunity, and they're our reason for being here. So we really want more veterans to hear about it. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of competition. You know, it's about cooperation. It's about spreading the word about the great thing that the different members of the R4 Alliance are doing to help the veterans that are out there. And like you said, you know, getting outdoors, it just does something good to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the reasons I decided to stay in Colorado with my family, is because it's just, you know, walking outside, it's a great place, and it just helps. And we recognize that, and that's why we run our trips in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. You know, the other thing I would say is when you need help, there are other people in the Alliance. You know, I just, Heather Ellie with Project Sanctuary, another great organization that's a member of the R4 Alliance, helping our military families out there. you know, I sent her an email today and said, hey, I'm working on this project. Can, you know, do you have any advice? You know, can you help me go head in the right direction? And, you know, 2 minutes later, Heather sent me an email and said, hey, here's some things to think about. You can head in that direction. So it's a great resource for nonprofits to tap into the expertise that's out there. And I'm not into reinventing the wheel, and
sure.
Project Sanctuary does a lot of great work. And we've sent veterans and their families to them, and we had four families from Project Sanctuary on our summit last year. So that, you know, there's a lot of cooperation out there in the R4 Alliance to really make things happen and make us all successful. It's a great organization to be a part of.
Absolutely. Yeah, my daughter and her family, they got to go on a Project Sanctuary, a military family retreat, a number of years ago, and they loved it. So, yeah. They're really, Heather and all of them, they're doing a great job. But so many of these members I talk to, it's just amazing to hear what you're all doing. So let's go backtrack a little bit. How do people contact you again, give your website address, and also can they find you on social media?
Yep, you can definitely find us, No Barriers Warriors, on Facebook. We're out there. Follow us, like us. You know, that's we'll do a lot of announcing of the next expeditions that we're doing. Facebook, we always post it there. But you can always go to No Barriers, www.nobarriersusa.org/warriors. And at the top of that page, it talks about our programs, and you can look at the expeditions that we have. We'll post the expedition, the dates, where they're going, when the application window closes, so that you can apply for it in time, and we're pretty good. You know, if you get your application in and you don't have it completed, we'll work with you to get it done. Make sure you got the right information in there to get you on a program. So, you know, it's pretty easy. Again, it's www.nobarriersusa.org/warriors.
And on Facebook, it's what, No Barriers USA, and also on Twitter, right?
Well, No Barriers USA, yep, and also No Barriers Warriors. If you go to the
right.
search block in Facebook and type in No Barriers Warriors, our red mountain icon will pop right up there for you.
Good. Yeah, I'm gonna, when I tweet about your show tonight and the days ahead, I'm gonna put both of them on there.
Awesome. We appreciate the shout out, Mike or Bob, every time.
Oh, it's an honor to do this. I just hope I continue being able to do this for a long time. I mean, it's very rewarding. But, you know, it's exciting to talk to all those R4 Alliance members. And meeting them at the conference last year was amazing. Actually, my daughter was with me there, too. It's just seeing what everybody's doing and how everybody's helping each other, like you said, in the collaboration.
Yep, you know, we had two events going on last year, the same weekend as the conference, so we didn't get there, but... this year we're trying to block that time off so that we can be there and really connect with everybody else at the conference this year.
Great. I look forward to that. Go ahead.
And I think there's one more thing that I have to do before I get off here today is to just make a shout-out to our service members who are out there around the world, you know, defending our country. I was there... It's been a while now. I was there in 2005 and 2006, but I know how tough it is, and we appreciate all the sacrifices that you're making. And when you come home and when you get out, come find us. We'll be here running expeditions, and we'd love to take our veterans on one.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for your service. And, you know, as so many veterans I'm talking to, members of R4 Alliance, you're continuing to serve, and we appreciate that.
Well, you too, Bob. I appreciate everything you do to get the word out, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You
we'll
too.
You
Thanks,
soon.
Bob.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, you've been listening again on talkingwithheroes.com, and, you know, I always say this, if you've enjoyed what you've heard tonight, maybe you know some veterans that would like to hear about this, and just, you know, tell her about the program. If you're on social media, we're on Twitter, Talk With Heroes. We're on Facebook, Talking With Heroes, Talking With Heroes program also. We're on LinkedIn, Google Plus, and you know, just if you see one of those posts about the show, please share it with your list, with your followers and your friends and family. and help us get the word out, but especially to the veterans and their families and the active duty military and their families. And so we appreciate all that help. It's just amazing how many people are doing that right now. You know, living on a fixed income is not much for advertising, so the word of mouth, boy, it's just amazing to watch. And so before we close the program, I also want to give a shout-out to our, first of all, our veterans and their families who have served our country. Thank you for your service. And to all of our active military and your families, thank you for your service. And to those of you men and women who might be in an area around the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, many other places where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. We look forward to you coming home. God bless you. God bless America.